Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
I'm imagining it's not snowing in Manly at the moment. We're lucky enough to be having a chat to CEO of Royal Far West, Lindsay Kane. Tell me, it's not snowing in Manly, is it?
Todd, it's not snowing here. It's a beautiful sunny day and the beach is up. It's looking good.
Okay, well, I won't keep you long. You can go and have a swim very, very shortly. Hey, look, Royal Far West, very, very happy at the moment. But for a lot of people who may have never heard of Royal Far West, tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, thanks for that. Royal Far West is a very accomplished charity. It's been existing for 92 years, one of the very first charities in Sydney that was set up to help country kids get access to healthcare, because at the time, the 1920s, there was no health service in the bush. West of the Blue Mountains, there was nothing. So Royal Far West was set up to say, well, you know what? Country kids deserve the right to access specialist healthcare, and if it's not going to be built into the system, then we have to do something about it. So a group of volunteers got together and started bringing kids, first of all, down to Manly Beach, which is where a lot of country people come from their holidays. And the Methodist minister who was bringing these kids down just to be by the beach and be well, he met the local doctor, and the local doctor said, well, look, you look after their souls and I'll look after their bodies. And so the health service began.
If you've never lived in outback or rural, far rural New South Wales or Australia, you really don't realise that it's a long way to go for a lot of things, and sometimes even travelling a long way, as you said, the facilities aren't there. You're pretty happy. Nearly 9,000 Australians went online to choose their rural hero. It's the Aussie Farmers Foundation's inaugural $50,000 rural hero grant. You'd have to be very happy that the Royal Far West have picked it up. It's the Healthy Kids Bus Stop program. What's that about?
Well, this is a lovely little program. We picked up a few years ago that when we were going into communities, rural communities, the Blue Book was often not being completed by mothers, and so we then investigated that a bit and found out that the services weren't there so that the Blue Book could be completed. So we got our big Mack truck and we teamed up with the local health district, and we got specialist people on the bus together, and we went like a festival, if you like, a health festival into towns where mums and dads and grandparents can bring their kids just locally, and on the bus is going to be experts for audiology and speech and language and oral health, and then they don't have to travel.
Makes it easier, doesn't it?
It does make it a lot easier. And it means that the people who might not leave their community with a child with a complex health issue actually have specialists coming to them. Importantly, though, identifying early with kids is what needs to be done, and we need to be doing more of it so they can then be referred into what services might be locally available to them.
It's an interesting country, isn't it? Because it's whilst we're moving through and getting more and more technology and more services, being such a large country that you just can't have all the services you need in all parts, and that's where your organisation is so important.
That is so true. I mean, our service seeks to fill gaps. We don't seek to duplicate what's already on the ground, because we're already limited in this country. There's such a vast country, we'll never have all the services we want in every single town. And in the Hunter New England area, you are actually one of the most progressive areas in terms of managing children. Trish Davidson, University of Newcastle, the LHD, there's some wonderful work being done up there. And what we seek to do in partnership with you guys is find out where the gaps are and what can we do that's really helpful for the kids that helps the local people on the ground.
Well, hopefully that $50,000 is going to make a real difference. So well done.
Thank you very much, Todd. And thanks to all the people that might have voted for us and recognised that kids are really important and they put them as a priority.
Certainly are really important. Lindsay, thank you very much.
2NURFM 103.7.